Devriyas Vrindavandas Thakur Ki Jai. Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat Ki Jai. Vrindavandas Thakur is concluding this discussion about this Leela, the Lord honoring his devotee by drinking from his water cup. And he says the devotees are as good as the Supreme Lord. We left that off yesterday. Text 475, chapter 23 of Madhya Kanda. Ananta brahmande jata ache stuti mala bhaktihena stutirana dare keha kala. The prayers found in innumerable universes are inadequate to properly glorify the devotees. This is one of the big themes of the Chaitanya Bhagavat, the glories of the Krishna Bhaktas, Gauranga Bhaktas, how glorious, how exalted, and how worshipable they really are, on par with God Himself. Ananta Brahmande Stuti Mala. Malas, you can have so many malas, like we have japa mala, stuti mala, prayer after prayer after prayer, forming an entire stuti mala. And that's 108 prayers in one mala. But you can collect all those malas from unlimited universes, ananta brahmande, stuti mala, and still it will be insufficient, it will be inadequate. Nadhare keha kala. It cannot hold, all these stutis cannot hold the glories of the Lord. Dasaname Brahma Shiva Harisha Sabhar Dharani Dharendra Chahe Dasa Adhikar. Brahma, Shiva, and others are pleased to be addressed as servant. Ananta Shesh, who supports the entire universe, he also desires the qualification to serve the Lord. Das Adhikar, the Das Adhikar, the Adhikar of a Das, a Dasa. I often quote this to my students, that service is a privilege, not a right. Sometimes students, they think, oh, it's their birthright to serve Krishna. Brahmande brahmate kon bhagyavan jeev guru krishna prasadi pai bhakti lata bija. The guru places in the heart of the jiva the tendency to serve Krishna. At least he has the propensity to serve. But he can travel for millions of lifetimes through millions of universes and never serve the Lord for a second. You may have a field that is fertile, but it's barren. Seeds are not planted there. Plants and trees are not bearing leaves, flowers, or fruits there because that field has not been cultivated. It has potential. So the jivatma, when it finally comes to the human form, it has the greatest opportunity to develop seva adhikar, the qualification for service, because a human being can hear shastra, and he can hear from the devotees, and he can make inquiry, and by receiving guru kripa, Vaishnav kripa, then the seva adhikar will be placed in the heart. The tendency to serve the Lord. This is the result of Vaishnav Kripa. You can associate with millions of people in this world, relatives and friends, guardians and guides, but you'll never awaken the desire to serve Krishna. So you can say it's primordial or it's inherent. Jivera Swarupaya Krishnara Nitya Das. That's just like saying, an airplane has the sarup of an airplane is to fly. Airplanes can fly. But can they fly without a pilot? Well, now they can say yes, computerized airplanes. But generally they need a pilot. So the potential in the field of the heart is nothing but a potential. Otherwise, the guru is meaningless and bhakti is material. Bhakti is transcendental. It is not produced from this material world. It comes down. Golokera prema dana harinam sankirtan. So service is a privilege, not a right. And that privilege is given by the guru, the Vaishnavas. Because the Vaishnavas, they act as Shravana guru or Shiksha gurus. They give us teachings and instructions which awakens. Not even, you can say awakens, it creates. Like you can say, if I put a seed in a field, does that awaken the field to become a mango tree? No. I create a mango tree in that potentiality of that soil. So the soil of the heart of the jiva has the potentiality to manifest seva. But without a seed, bhakti lata bija, the bijam is a seed of service. And the seed of service becomes the prem phal. What is prem phal? It is the fruit of devotional perfection or attainment in prema, sarana, and bhava, and prema. And of course, the premi bhakta is the most qualified and dedicated servant of the Lord. More prem, more seva. The more intimate the love, the more intimate the seva. So the Brijvasis have the most infinite, let's say infinite also, but intimate, confidential relationship with Krishna, and because they are the most loving devotees of the Lord. Esava Ishvara Tulya Swabhave Bhakta Tata Piha Bhakta Hai Bhara Anurakta. Although these great personalities, Brahma, Shiva, and other demigods, and personalities like even like Anantashesh, they are equal to the Lord, Ishvara Tulya, and are devotees by nature, Sobhavika Bhaktas. They are extremely eager to become devotees. Anurakta. Bhakta Anurakta. They are very much intensely eager to be devotees, to be servants. Imagine someone eager and very anxious to become a slave. Because it's rather unheard of. Everyone wants to be the master. Prabhupada tells his story when he went to Tokyo and he met with the Dai Nippon printing executives. This is some Japanese book publishing company that we were contracting to publish the Bhagavatam and also the Krishna book, the first big silver hardbound Krishna books, which you probably never saw. Did you see those big silver ones? Big picture of Prabhupada on the back cover and silver paper cover. It was like big size, 12, A4 size, maybe bigger. Beautiful book. We used to sell those on the street. I sold hundreds of them in San Francisco. Big book, pulled out here, tape. Wow. Big pictures. And yeah, this is about Krishna. He's blue. I know, but he's beautiful. Blue is beautiful. Oh, blue is beautiful. Yeah. Okay. You know, and you hypnotize him and bewilder him in various other mantras. And before you know it, $20 was out of his pocket and was in my pocket. The Krishna book went that way. So there are many, many executives and head of printing and distribution, so many different executives, senior, etc., CEO. And they all came in their traditional Japanese way, came to Prabhupada and bowed. And then they gave the card, I am so-and-so. And then they put their little card, in front of Prabhupada. Now Prabhupada had a stack of about 15 cards. It was a long table, 15 executives. And then there was some break, and the CEO, I think they call CEO, the big guy, he went and all the big shots went. And then Prabhupada was chatting it was a break, you could say. During the course of the meetings, Prabhupada was chatting with these other junior executives. And he said, listen, Mr. Skoshi Kifu. or whatever, Mr. Yamahota. Mr. Yamahota. Huh, Hoshou. You prophet said, what is your aim and ambition? What is the aim and ambition of your life, your human life? And so he was sitting there on the table. So he stood up and he came over to Prabhupada. And all these calling cards were there. They were stacked up. You know, the business card, you know, calling card. Yeah. So then he went through and he picked out the cards and he put his card on top. He said, Swamiji, my ambition is to be on top. I want to be on top of all the other executives. I want to be the master. So the story is illustrating the point under discussion is that mostly everywhere, everyone wants to be the Ishvara. Ishvara aham, aham bhogi, siddham balavan sukhi. And Krishna says this is the mentality. Krishna's telling in 16th chapter of the Gita, this is the primary mentality in the age of Kali. We are in the age of Kali, the age of quarrel, darkness, the age of division, not unity, the age of hatred, not love, the age of agitation, not shanti and peace, the age of disturbance, not comfort. So this is Kali Yuga. So Krishna's saying in Kali Yuga, 75% of the people have this Ishvara Bhav. They're demoniac. 75% of the people in Kali Yuga are demoniac, and this is the Asura Sampat. This is the qualification or the wealth, the asset of the demon is that he's proud. And he thinks he's the number one. I am number one enjoyer. If it feels good, do it. At the expense of anyone and everyone. Our country is supreme. Our country is the best. Therefore, our little country, with our few people in this country, we are by birthright, we should monopolize, control, secure, utilize, and exploit 65% of the world's resources. Ishvara ham, aham, bo, gi. Lots of gi. Lots of gi. Lots and lots of gi. Bo, gi. Gi and gi and gi. Bo, gi. Bo, gi. Enjoy. So this is America. There's something like, I don't know, the 15th or 30th or 50th smallest country. Like the 30th smallest country in the world, but they gobble up 65% of the world's resources. They're big time masters, big time enjoyers, exploiters. There are more people in UP than there is in America. Anyway, things like this. So this being a servant is very rare. Hena bhakta advaitere bhalite harishe papi savaduka pai nija karma doshe. Because of their past misdeeds, sinful people feel unhappy to graciously accept Advaita as a devotee. Krishna santosha bhara bhakta hina name. Krishna chandra bine bhakta arakena vajane. Krishna is very pleased with one who is accepted as a bhakta. For who other than Krishna knows the glories of the devotees? Krishna Chandra Bine Bhakta Arakena Jani. So Krishna, he really knows the glories of the devotees. And he's so much attracted and attached to his devotees. He travels with them, he moves with them, he lives with them. He guides them, he protects them, he maintains them, he nourishes them, he comforts them, he speaks to them. He arranges for them. If you think your mother is special, or you think your father is special, wait till Krishna becomes your mother and father. Krishna Mata, Krishna Pita, Krishna Pranadan, Shradavan Janahe, Shradavan Janahe. Bhaktivinoda Thakura says, oh listen, You have any faith? Do you have any faith in God? Shraddhavan, do you possess faith? Vishwas? Bhagavan ka vishwas? You have faith in God? Then you should understand Krishna is the real mother. Krishna is the real father. And Krishna is the real wealth of my life. Krishna pranadhan. This is a speciality. So it's great. Krishna is so pleased if one becomes accepted as a bhakta. When one comes into the temple and he joins the Achyuta Gotra, the family of Krishna. Udara bharana lagi ebe papi sava. Lauja Ishvarami Mule Jaradgava. Sinful people who claim to be God for the purpose of filling their bellies are actually all idiots. I don't know what the Bengali is for idiot, but maybe Jaradgava. Mule Jaradgava. I certainly like the word though. Idiots. Now they've been getting even better. Gardabha Shrigala Tulya Shishyagana Laya Keavaliyami Raghunatha Bhavagya. Some of these idiot gurus, they instruct their ass-like and fox-like disciples. Go and meditate on me as Lord Ram. Kukurera bhakshya deha ihai laya balaya ishvara vishnu maya mugdhaya. Although these ass-like and fox-like disciples have accepted a material body that is fit to be eaten by dogs. Kukura bhakshya. That means kukura, means kuta bhojan. You'll say kuta bhojan, the food of the dogs. So in Bengali, kukur. Ami Vaishnava kukur. You heard this? Ami Vaishnava kukur. I am the dog of the Vaishnava, Bhaktivinoda says. Yet these foxes, they call themselves God under the influence of Vishnu Maya, the external energy. Sarva Prabhu Gora Chandra Sri Shachi Nandan Deka Tanra Shaktiye Bhariya Nayan. Shachi Nandan Gora Chandra Sarva Prabhu, the Lord of all. Behold his prowess to the full satisfaction of your eyes. Deka Shakti Bhariya Nayan. Full satisfaction of your eyes. See the power of Gauranga. Gaur Shakti. Look in the... You want to see? You don't... Have you ever seen? Have you ever seen? You know what a Dharpan is? Go to one Dharpan. Hold it up and look. Look in the mirror. And you know what you're seeing? You're seeing Gaur Shakti. The power of Gauranga. That he took this bag of... No. Rajma. And turned it into a bhakta. Now that's powerful. If you can take a 50 kilo pot of rajma and turn it into a brahmachari, that's really powerful, isn't it? That's better than alchemy. Alchemy, they try to combine copper and tin and make gold. Oh no, copper, tin, and mercury. So it's okay, you can melt the tin and you can melt the copper. When you throw in the mercury, mercury is a liquid, it becomes a gas at that temperature, the mercury disappears. So then there was a morning walk where Prabhupada was talking about this on a tape. He said, yes, the yogis could make gold this way. They would, and the Prabhupada said, they would drink mercury at night. They would drink mercury, right? Oh yeah, oh yeah. How are you? To your health. They drink mercury, right? Oh, that was good, mercury. That was really good. And then they would take rest. And then in the morning, they would heat up copper and tin and melt it. Then they would, in that liquid, they would pass urine. And when that, somehow by the process of that mercury going through their body, because now it's liquid, the urine, so when that would mix with that liquid molten mixture of copper and tin, it would become gold. Because by chemical analysis, if you look on the, you know, break it down by all the it's the same chemical structure. The combination of mercury and tin and copper. So Prabhupada said that, and then Guru Kripa was there, some other devotees. Well, Prabhupada, then we can do that. We can do that and make lots of gold for the BBT and print lots of books. And Prabhupada laughed, said, yes, but first you drink mercury. Because as soon as you touch, one drop of mercury touches your tongue, Haribo Nitaigor. No more BBT newsletter. No more Sankirtan newsletter. So this is Gaur Shakti. Keva ropi leka kala prati dware dware keva gaya vaya keya pushpa brishti kare. Who placed, this is very interesting, who placed the bananas at every doorstep? Who was it? Who placed the bananas at every doorstep? Who sang and who played the musical instruments? Who was it? Who showered the flowers? Kari lena matra shidarera jalapan ki hai lana jani primera adishtan. Vrindavan Das Thakur says, I cannot understand the love that manifests there at that house when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu drank the water from the iron cup of Sridhar. Bhakta vatsalya deki tribhuvana khande bhumite lotaya keha kesha nahi bhande. Seeing Gauranga's display of affection for his devotee Kolavecha Sridhar, the people of the three worlds cried, tribhuvana khande. Some rolled on the ground and some let their hair loose. Kesh nahi bande. It was like all hipped out. Shidara kandai trinha daria dashane hucha kari haribale sajala nayane. Holding straw between his teeth, Trina Dharya Dashane. Sridhar, Kolavecha Sridhar cried and loudly chanted the name of Hari with tears in his eyes. Uchakari Hari Bale, Uchakari Hari Bale. Sajala Nayane. Sajala with Jala. Sajala Nayane. With tears in his eyes. Kijala. Kijala karila pana tridashera rai nachaye Sridhara khande kare hai hai. Kulavecha Sridhar danced, cried and lamented, alas, what kind of water has Gauranga taken? Tridasharai. Bhakta jala panakari prabhu vishwambar shidara angane dache vaikunta ishvar. After drinking Kolavecha Sridhar's water, Bhakta jala pan, his devotee's water, Vishwambar Mahaprabhu, the Lord of Vaikuntha, danced in Sridhar's courtyard. Priya gane chatur dike gaya maharase nityananda gadadhara shobe dui pashe. Gauranga's intimate associates, his priyagan. Very nice. Nice to be a priyagan. Gauranga priyagan. A dear disciple or devotee. Priyagan. My beloved. The group of my beloveds. My beloved group. Priyagan. Priya shishya. We have Sadshishya and Sadguru. But the Sadguru may have Priya Shishya. Priyagane Chaturdike Gaya Maharase. They sang in great ecstasy in all four directions. Nityananda and Gadadhar danced at the two sides of the Lord. Maha Gaya Maharase. Interesting. He doesn't really even translates that. Maharase means in great ecstasy. Okay. They sang in great ecstasy. Gaya Maharase. They sang and enjoy the Maharas. Kola vecha sevakera deka bhagya simha brahma shiva khande janra dekiya mahima. Just behold the ultimate fortune of the Lord's servant Kola vecha sridhar, the seller of bananas. Even Brahma and Shiva cried on seeing his glories. Dekiya mahima brahma shiva khande. This is the heart of a pure devotee. He feels for others. Not even pure devotee. This is the lakshana of an intelligent human being. There's three lakshana, teen lakshana of a cultured human being. Buddhi jana, buddhi manush, teen lakshana. One is that he sees all others' property. He sees the property of anyone, the house, the car, the clothing, the gold, anything. He even sees whether the property is with someone, or even if some property is sitting somewhere. He sees any property as simply a stool in the street. It's nothing. I have no interest, I have no envy for the property of others. This same point is told in the Bible when Jesus was teaching his disciples. He says, it's actually Moses, it's one of the Ten Commandments, thy shall not covet another's property. Thy shall not covet another's property. That means don't be envious or desirous or greedy, lobby, for someone else's, oh, he has such a big house, I wish I had that. He has such a big car. I wish I had that. He has such a fancy watch. I have this little plastic watch. Oh, very cheap. Cheap. But he has his president's model. Gold Rolex. So many things. So he sees other people's property as tool in the street. And he sees every woman in the world to be Mataji. Even if it's his niece, even if he's the uncle, and it's his niece, it's his brother's daughter. Niece, is it right? He sees his brother's daughter, and she's younger, obviously. He still calls her Mataji. This is rather phenomenal. He doesn't say, I don't know, Beta. Oh, Beta. Oh, Beta. Sometimes those betas get too friendly with their chachas and mamas and all that stuff. So that's the second characteristic of a learned person. He sees every woman as mother except one. Who's that? His better half. But then the third characteristic is he feels other suffering to be his own suffering. Oh, look how these people are suffering. Can't we do something about it? It's compassion, karuna. So this is karuna avatar. He has karuna. So this is the heart of the devotee. He has compassion for others. He feels this. That's the quality of karuna, that you feel the suffering of others to be your own. So therefore, when all the devotees saw the mercy that Sridhar got from the Lord, it says that they were to behold the fortune of the Lord's servant. Everybody, Brahma and Shiva, were crying on seeing the glories of Sridhar. Because they're devotees and they have feelings. They can feel, oh, Sridhar is so fortunate. He received the mercy of Gauranga. And so they weren't saying, oh, wow, why did he get the mercy? Why did Gauranga eat from his iron cup. Why didn't he come to Brahma Loka? You could have eaten, drank water from my golden cup. And Shiva said, oh, why didn't he come to Kailash? He could have drank water from my skull. But they don't think, they're crying. Oh, what bhakta mahimad, what glories, what glories, all glories, all glories. This is the heart of the devotee. This is the bhakta lakshana, the characteristics of a devotee. He feels joyful and happy, and he feels the hearts of the devotees. Oh, they're getting the mercy of Guru. They're getting the mercy of Krishna. How wonderful. How glorious. It works. The mercy, people do, devotees do get the mercy. Devotees do make advancement. Devotees do make progress. It's actually a fact. Well, when is my turn? When's my turn coming? When am I going to get the mercy? When am I going to get the blessings? And when will I become that fortunate one? This is the attitudes of the Brahman Shiva. They're feeling so happy over the mercy that some banana seller got. Who is a banana salesman compared to Brahma? How significant is some guy sitting in Mayapur selling banana leaves compared to Brahma? Can you imagine? Who is Brahma and who is he? Kolavacharya Sridhar. Brahma, it's a huge personality. Millions of planets in this universe are in his back pocket. And he's like aware, he's aware of it. He's fully aware of it and conscious and heartily identifying with the fortune of Sridhar. And he's elating over it. He's rejoicing. He's rejoicing over the fortune, good fortune of Sridhar. So that, what does that also mean? That means that little old me, little tiny Bhakta Joe or Jane or whoever, the devotees down here that were serving Gauranga and Krishna, if we have some glorious interaction with the Lord, if we have some intimate personal exchange with the Lord in the course of our sadhana bhakti, a spurti, a darshan, a momentary glimpse, a touch, an embrace or something, that even Brahma will be aware of it. Even Shiva will be aware of it. And they will cry, oh look, oh no, Dayaniti got the mercy. Wow, Haribo, Dayaniti got the mercy. And everybody be happy. So we're not in a small, these are all part of the family. They're all in the family of Achyuta Gotra, Shiva, Mahajan, Yena, Kata, Sapanta. These are the Mahajans. Swayambhur, Narada, Shambhu, Prahlada, Janako, Bhishma. All these Mahajans are in Krishna's family. They're all his devotees and servants. Dane jane pandite krishnere nahi bhai kevala bhaktira vasha chaitanya gosai. One cannot attain Krishna by wealth, high birth, or scholarship. Lord Chaitanya is controlled by devotional service. Kevala bhaktir vasha. Prema vashi bhut. Bhakti vasha. Chaitanya Gosai is controlled by bhakti. Kevala bhakti. It's interesting because he's saying that the way his translation can be taken different ways. He's saying, Lord Chaitanya is controlled only by devotional service. Keval. Keval means, but keval is also a type of bhakti. Kevala bhakti. Kevala bhakti, vasha, Chaitanya Gosai. You can also say that Chaitanya Gosai, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he is vasha. He is controlled by kevala bhakti. You've heard of ananya bhakti? Ananyas chintyanto mam yejana paripashate teishanitya bhyuktanam yogakshimam bahamyaham. So Krishna maintains these kind of personalities. Krishna carries on his back with great hardship sometimes whatever saman or goods or materials are required by his ananya bhaktas. Not his any bhaktas. Not ananya any. Ananya. Ananya. Those bhaktas who are niskinshan, akinshan, they have nothing else. Ananya. Almost sounds like no one, no one. No, there's no one else. Ananya. Ananya, ananyas chintyantaman. Ananya chinta means that your consciousness, our awareness, Our identity has nothing else in it but Krishna. Ananya Chinta. Ananya Chintyanto, mom, right? Krishna's mom. Mom means mom. Hey, mom. Mommy. Daddy. I have nothing else in my consciousness but mommy. Oh, Sunil, please come home. We'll make a temple in the house. You can worship Radha and Krishna in the house. But in the temple there's so many nice devotees. No, we'll invite the devotees every week. They'll come to the house and do programs. Achha. No, but there's such nice prasad in the temple. No, we'll send the servant every day. We'll go to the temple and bring Mahaprasad to the house and you can eat the temple. Achha. Mahaprasad at home. Radha and Krishna deities at home. Devotees will come once a week. Oh, that sounds good. I'll stay home. So in this way, different parents try to buy off their children. I've heard these stories over the years. The parents are willing to build another room onto the house and put deities of Radha and Krishna because the kid likes the deities in the temple. This is a crazy thing. So this is the Ananya Chinta. There's not mom, only mom, only Krishna. Mom means me. Krishna is saying, only me, only I am on their mind. So then, because they only have me in their minds, then they're in my minds. If you're thinking of me 100%, then I'm thinking of you 100%. So then Krishna carries whatever they need.